Yeah, thank you for getting back to me today. I was just wanting to ask you about how the state's wildlife population right now has been impacted by this extreme drop in temperatures, specifically the water birds.
Yeah, that's a great question. We see a lot of variation between species in terms of what species are affected by this severe winter storm. There's a number of species that are, they extend pretty far northward above us during these winter months, like the Canada geese and mallard ducks, things like that. They do pretty well during these kinds of winter storms comparatively, whereas that we have other species that are really at the northernmost part of their range. That would include the American white pelicans and the double-crested cormorants and a number of other duck species as well, that really they're not evolved or well prepared for this kind of extended cold. And a lot of them actually rely on having a constant source of water to be able to fish and do their normal stuff. And so a lot of them are not doing very well right now. And so we get a lot of calls from concerned members of the public about different species, and we try and assess the situation from a case-by-case basis, but there's a lot that we continue to get regular calls about, and the cormorants seem to be the ones right now that are doing the worst.
Have you seen any cormorants die so far from this drop in temperature?
We certainly have. We've had six admitted to our center, which is a small number of the ones that are affected. I went out to Lake Hefner 2 days ago, and I saw well over 50 cormorants that had passed away from the storm. A lot of it is they're not well insulated against this kind of weather. They're designed to be insulated against cold water, but not this kind of, sub-zero temperatures. And they're also a species that really relies on having a constant water source, both to maintain their hydration and so that they can fish. And since Lake Hefner was almost 100% fully covered in ice, they haven't been able to do their normal activities. And so a lot of them ended up passing away because of that.
And what should people do if they come across these water birds, or like a water bird and it's injured? What should they do in that situation?
That's another thing that we really try and encourage people to, assess the whole situation. If they do know how to identify birds, it's really helpful for us if they call ahead and say, "Hey, I have this kind of species." And the reason I say that is because some of the species, including especially cormorants, have the potential to be a little dangerous. But that's not to say that we don't encourage people to help them if they can. And so we just help them by giving instructions to the people about the safest way for them to collect the birds and bring them in so that we can give them medical care. There's a number of other situations too that we've come across where there'll be one sick bird that's kind of near a larger group of birds. And so we try and discourage people from going to collect those individual birds if they're going to end up disturbing, a few hundred other birds. Reason being that we want those other birds that are, grouping in such a large group on the ice to not be startled by humans. To them, to any wild animal, humans are going to be a predator, and so their instinct is going to be to get away from us. And we want them to be using their precious energy reserves right now to be staying warm and to not focus on trying to get away from us. So whenever people have called, we have, tried to assess the whole situation. Obviously, there's going to be, individual variations, but we get people who find birds in a lot of places they're not supposed to be too. Right now we're seeing birds on people's porches and on the side of the roads, and these are birds that are probably just really struggling to find a place to both get hydration, from water sources as well as food. And so a lot of them are struggling to try and find that. And so a lot of people are finding them in places where they are not normally found.
I think that's all the questions I have, unless you'd like to add anything else related to this that we haven't touched on that you think is important.
Let's think about that. What are some other questions people have been asking a lot? I mean, that really is what it's in relation to a lot of times is the water birds. A lot of people have also been calling to ask about other species as well. We've got a lot of phone calls about robins or other birds. a lot of those birds are coming into more human urbanized areas, probably in search of food, because a lot of what they would naturally be foraging for is going to be covered up by the snow. And so a lot of them, we're seeing a lot of people who are finding birds taking refuge on their porches or under their bushes. And if somebody is able to collect one of those birds, you know, that's not doing well, once they can safely get it to us, we encourage them to bring them to us or give us a call to decide if it needs to come in. And in the meantime, what we encourage people to do is to put them in a quiet, dark, warm place. You know, a cardboard box usually works well with small holes in it. And that way the bird can conserve its energy while it's, you know, trying to get through whatever is affecting it.
Well, thank you for taking the time to give me a call today. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Is there anything else I can answer?
No, I think that's it. Yeah, have a good rest of your day.
Thank you. You too. Take care.
Bye.